From WGCU News, I'm Jessica Mazaros. Hendry County farmers and ranchers sustained significant damage to their crops and lands after Hurricane Irma touched down on Southwest Florida Sunday afternoon and then ravaged its way up the coast. I spoke with University of Florida's Regional Vegetable Extension Agent in Hendry County, Gene McAvoy, who's assessing the damage. Where are you right now?
I'm in Gutwein Grove in Hendry County, just south of LaBelle.
What are you seeing out there?
I'm seeing a mess. I'm seeing uprooted citrus trees. I'm seeing up to 75% of the fruit laying on the ground. They've done a good job in this location of moving a lot of the water out, so the flooding is not as extensive as I've seen in other groves I've visited today.
What else have you seen today? What's been worse
than
what you've
seen? A lot of the groves are basically the trees, the beds, you know, that the trees are grown on are underwater. Fruit is floating in the water. Trees have been uprooted, especially on the ends and sides of the groves, tearing up the irrigation system. I've been to several vegetable farms. Plastic that had been laid for the fall crop is totally gone. I went to one tomato farm that had lost 524 acres of plastic, and each acre of plastic is approximately $2,000. So you can do the quick math. That's over $1 million right there, and they'll have to redo that entirely before they can plant. So it will be a good month before they can start planting those fields again. Crops that were in the ground, they had also planted about 90 acres of tomatoes. They're totally gone, and that'll all have to be replanted as well. So normally we try to start harvesting in late October for the Thanksgiving market. We might miss that one this year.
I know it's still early to tell. You're just assessing the damage now. Do we have any indication what kind of a hit any of these industries have taken?
Well, on a whole, you know, I would say the losses are in the billions. I would not be surprised if it exceeds $2 billion. It's hard to, you know, put individual numbers. As I said, just that one farm, just in terms of plastic, was over $1 million. And then, you know, they had damage to some of their internal roads. They had damage to some of their buildings. So, again, that's going to cost them money to put that back into place. Just past the packing house at Fry Farms, the sides of the house have been blown away. So they're going to have to, you know, rebuild that building. Power lines are out to this area. So, again, power is going to have to be restored before a lot of work can be done.
How many places have you visited so far or seen with your own eyes, at least some farms or ranches, since the hurricane passed?
Personally, I have been to about a dozen. Staff is also out, and I'm also getting texts and emails as I drive along. So, you know, we're getting a lot of information, and we'll know more as we go along.
What are some common themes, I guess, coming from these, you know, from your own personal experiences and the calls that you're getting?
Well, you know, it's overwhelming, but again, you know, this is not the first time for most growers. You know, we've seen freezes, we've seen hurricanes. You know, they're going to pull up their socks and you know, get back at it. And that's all you can do. It gets a little overwhelming at sometimes. You know, I know, you know, a couple of guys told me they felt like crying. And sometimes I do as well. But, you know, we've been fortunate and, you know, we haven't lost lives. And this can be all rebuilt.
What advice would you give, you know, physically get the farms and the ranches and everything back together,
well,
but also mentally?
They know better than I do. You know, one of the things I'm advising is to document as much as they can the losses, even the floodwaters, you know, yesterday compared to today are starting to recede in some places. So, you know, the more documentation you can have when that insurance agent comes along, you know, when he comes, the water may be gone, but that doesn't mean that, you know, it wasn't there. So, you know, take photographs, document, you know, in terms of rebuilding, farmers know better than anybody what they need to do to get it done. You know, we're going to see some, especially in citrus, some long-term issues. When you get these groves flooded like this, it's going to impact the root system. They're going to have long-term problems with fungal diseases, like Phytophthora. So again, it's not only the immediate aspect of the fruit blowing off the trees, but it's the long-term effect. And yeah, as you know, citrus is hurting already, horribly hurting from greening, and this is just not going to be a good thing for that industry.
What do you say to them for any kind of hope?
Really, they want to talk to somebody and, talk about their problems and, an extension, being an extension agent. I'm a scientist, I'm a horticulturist, but a lot of times you have to be a sociologist and a friend. And that's what I'm trying to do today.
Has this taken a toll on you as well? I mean, having to, every single person,
Well, this is my life, Jessica. And I think you can probably hear my voice, it affects me. And these people are, these are my friends. These are just not clients, these are friends.
What do you project the next few days or weeks looking like in Southwest Florida?
Well, again, we're going to be rebuilding. We're going to be, getting out there and doing what we can. One of the big things that I do is to get the information out to the authorities, make sure that, the state and federal people know the true impact of what has happened here in Southwest Florida. There's a process. The governor has already declared an emergency. Counties have to be declared disaster areas, which state has to request federal assistance that has to be granted. Monies have to be appropriated. So it's a long-term healing, and it's going to take a long time.
Well, thank you so much for what you're doing, and I look forward to touring with you guys and get to see what you do in person.
Okay, thank you.
That was UF's Jean McAvoy talking about agriculture losses sustained after Hurricane Irma.